We present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
Hey, some broads. Has you ever thought to yourselves, I is fed up with the job I has got? Has you said to yourselves, I is gonna turn this lot in, I is gonna work for myself? As from now on, the boss of me is overs cut overs finito kaput. From now on, I is my own boss. That's a grand feeling, ain't it? Ah, but then you see, Friday comes around and you says to yourself, hey, it's payday. I gotta pay myself the wages. And you suddenly realize nobody ain't paid their bills. And you ain't got no mazuma to pay yourself any bread for the blood, sweat, and tears you've been spending all week. Then you knows it ain't worth all the trouble. Anyways, self-employment is the Megilla I wants to tell you about tonight. Red and me is down on the rank one morning, but somehow Red is not the usual happy, jolly, laughing self that I has come to expect over the years. I want to tell you, Red, she is so fat, when she walks down the street in slacks, it looks like two little boys fighting under a blanket.
Uh-huh.
If ever I has to see her again, that'll be once too soon.
Uh-huh.
Mind you, got a very nice apartment, $20 a week and all the beetles you can kill. I'll tell you something. The walls is so thin, you can hear the people next door changing their minds. Red, you was not listening to what I was saying.
Well, sorry, Chuck. What is you talking about?
What is I talking about? Why, Michael's mother, of course. Who else? Hey, what's with you, genius? What's on that tidy mind of yours?
Chuck, is you happy with your life?
Huh?
Is you content to be a wage slave for the rest of your life? Is you happy in the knowledge that in 20 years' time, you will be still at the beck and call of anyone who says, hey, cabbie? Does you ever think to yourself, Chuck Edwards, here I am at the age of 65, and what have I got?
I know what I got now. A lame brain bent in my ear with a load of garbage.
There you are, you see. Whenever I try to uplift your education, you has to extricate the mickey. There's no ambition, Edwards. He's quite content to sit back and let the world go by.
So? I know the world ain't so hard, but it don't bother me none.
Oh, is that so? Well, I want to tell you, I's not at all complacent with the present state of impecuniasm that he in which I finds myself.
Come again?
I's fed up with being a cabbie. I has a brain that ain't been developed yet.
You can say that again.
I has talents that ain't been used yet. Why should I slave day in, day out for a lousy cab company that don't even know I exist? Why should I when the whole world's at my feet?
With feet like you got, meathead, that is a problem. There ain't no room for nobody else.
Chuck, the time has come when I have to consider working for myself.
So what you gonna do, genius? Be a law consultant, huh? Oh, no. You got me in enough trouble the last time. A pop singer? No, a voice you ain't got. Hey, an author? Why, you can hardly read, let alone write.
Okay, Mr. Smarty Pants Edwards. He's gonna be sorry when I's a big business typhoon. And you were still on the rank when I comes along with a big cigar.
You don't smoke.
And I says to you, hey, cabbie, take me to the Waldorf Astoria.
And I says to you, hey, Red, you got any string?
String?
Hello.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, get knotted.
Has you quite finished, Chuck Edwards?
Yeah, thanks.
Well, thanks for your letter from vacation. I has decided...
Calling Cap 19, coming, Chuck.
Oh, come in, Myrtle, honey. What's on your mind?
Chuck, I hope you remembered our vacation's coming up soon.
Oh, yeah, honey, I ain't forgot, but, don't you think you ought to change the subject? I has got Red with me at the exact moment.
Oh, that's okay. You don't have to bother about me. I's not concerned with your vacation arrangements.
Huh?
I means
I is making my own arrangements regarding my vacation. I's gonna be very busy. I's no time to worry myself with you two.
Hey, how about that, honey? That's the best news I've heard in years.
You mean you don't want to come with Chuck and me on vacation, Red?
That's what I mean, Smigel. I has no time to waste on you two lotus eaters. I has far more important things on my mind. While you two is wasting your time on the beach, I shall be busy making myself a fortune.
Hey, Kowalski.
Course he's okay, honey. Just daydreaming is all, as usual.
I has arranged to take my vacation starting Monday next. Never mind you two. I's not interested in your petty arrangements.
What's the matter with him?
Nothing, honey. Leave us be thankful for small mercies. Guys and broads, I want to tell you. Something was going on with Kowalski. And I was, for once, not allowed to be in his confidence. That means he was acting stum. You know, like he was working for the FBI. Okay, so I let him carry on. Far be it from me to interfere with the workings of the genius. Anyways, comes the Monday morning, I is getting ready for work. But Kowalski is still lounging in the old scratcher. Okay, Red Eye's off to work. What you gonna do?
Oh, I think I'll just have a quiet time and conserve my strength for the first call.
Huh?
I think I will preserve my strength for the fall. That's what vacations is for.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Red. Yeah, see ya.
Now, come on, ring, telephone, ring.
So, guys and bros, I gets down to the rank and I starts to read the paper. But I gotta say, it wasn't the same without Kowalski. Okay, so I says all sorts of things about him, but he's a good Joe. Okay, maybe he ain't got so much in the upper story, but at least he's a real pal. I want to tell you, I was feeling real sorry for myself when... nothing in the paper as usual. The whole world's in an uproar. All they can find to say is the Brooklyn Dodgers stands a good chance this Saturday. Hey, wait a minute. How about this? Customers, is there jobs you does not want to do yourself? Is there things you always has to put off till tomorrow? Then wait no more. Call Kowalski's Capability Corporation. We will do it now, anything, anywhere, anytime. Just call Maine 255-745. Hey, that's the number of our apartment. P.S. Boots and shoes sold and healed. Yep. How about that? This is Cap 18 calling control. Come in, Myrtle.
Hello, Chuck. What's on your mind?
Myrtle, have you seen the paper yet?
No. What's that?
The matter is, Kowalski has gone into business for himself.
Huh?
He is running a help service from our apartment yet.
So? If you had any chutzpah, you'd be doing the same thing.
Huh?
Well, at least Red has the sense to realize the man who gets on works for himself. In fact, I will probably use him.
You gotta be joking.
I will keep him for my permanent fall guy.
No wonder he took his vacation all by himself. Why, the dirty double crosser. He never said a word to me, his buddy. Ah, there he is now, sitting at home, making all that dough, while I has to slave all day driving a cab.
Okay, get driving. I have a fare for you, Central Park. Now, right away, East Gate.
Okay, honey, on my way. See ya. Central Park, Eastgate. Hey, wait a minute. Ah, there's Kowalski. Hey, Red!
Hi, Chuck. You come for me?
I certainly has not come for you. Hey, what is you doing with that savage animal?
He ain't no savage animal. He's Diddums.
He's what? That is an enormous great Dane, and what is you doing with him? Ah, if he's Diddums, I is King Kong.
Well, you see, Chuck, I made arrangements.
Hey, wait a minute. Is this one of your capability capers?
Oh, you know, huh?
Yeah, I knows. Okay, so what is you doing with Diddums?
There you are, Chuck. Huh? He likes you.
Huh? Come on off me, will you? Look, he's climbing through the window at me.
I can't. He's a great Dane, and I can't speak Danish. The only Danish I know is pastries.
Okay, now take it easy, will you?
Well, you see, Chuck, this Dane phones the apartment and says, will I take Diddums for a little air? So I get the address, and then she says I have to take him out for 2 hours. 2 hours yet? Gee, Chuck, I's exhausted already. I was only been out 15 minutes.
So?
So I thought I'd take a cab for an hour and a half, keep the windows open so the Diddums would get his air. So I phoned for a cab, and here you is.
Oh, no. Okay, what have I got to lose? All right, the pooch is in already. You better get in. Knucklehead. No Diddums. I was talking to Bird Brain here.
You watch it, Chuck. He don't like me to be insulted.
Huh? Sorry, Mr. Kowalski, sir. Where would you like to go, sir?
Just drive around, my good man.
Watch where this good man kick. Now listen, late brain.
That's right, Diddums. You make sure nasty old Chuck behaves.
Why, you stupid great jerk! Red!
Fred, will you get his feet off my head? I can't see.
Strike your right, Chuckhead. It was for not being sociable to your fellow man.
If I might, Dad, will you get him off? He's going to have an accident.
Okay, cabbie, stop here, will you? I'll just go and get him something to eat.
I can't stop him. It's double parking.
I won't be long. Keep the motor running.
No, look, you ain't going to... Yeah. Of course, Mr. Kowalski, sir. Anything you say, sir.
Cabbie yet.
Hey, you! Shorty in the cab there. You realize you was double parked?
Uh-oh. Here we go again.
Now then, Buster. What do you mean, stopping here?
Yeah, well, you see, officer.
What was that you said, mister?
I said I was...
Wise guy, huh? Okay, I'm going to write you a ticket for double parking and a ticket for obstructing an officer in the course of his duty. You got a nasty throat there, mister. You ought to take something for it. Okay, show me your driver's license.
Okay. Here you are. Hey, how about that? The dog just ate my license.
Oh, driving without a license. Oh, that's another ticket.
No, look, you see, officer, it was dead ums here.
Too late, Buster. Me pencil's out already. Hey, who took me pencil? Now watch it, Shorty. You was going to be in real trouble. Hey, stealing an officer's ticket book.
The dog's eating it.
Listen, sir.
Oh, no.
I is going to throw the lot at you. Double parking, obstructing an officer, destroying city property.
Look, it wasn't
disguising your voice to escape a traffic summons, driving without a license.
It wasn't me, officer. It was Diddums here. Look, you see...
Who? Diddums? Who's Diddums?
Well, take a look.
Okay, let's see. Help!
Okay, Chuck. I wasn't along, was I? Hey, what's the matter?
Here's another nice mess you nearly got me into.
By the time the week was through, Kowalski had done just about everything, from taking dogs for walks to cleaning windows on the 44th floor. And for $5 an hour yet, he was making a fortune. I gotta say, I was lonely down on the rank. My life wasn't the same. No one to bend my ear, no one to insult, no one to chew the fat with. Michael could see how I was. He was having some chow at a swell restaurant, and I was being slightly bugged by the waiter.
Scusi, senor. How you find the steak, senor?
How did I find the steak? I lifted up the chip, and there it was.
Senor, your papa, he make the joke, yes?
Oh, oh, monsieur, he's not my father.
I see, Capito, he is your uncle.
No, now listen, wise guy, you put your thumb in my soup.
That's okay, senor, it was not very hot. The bella signorina has a very witty companion in the old man.
Hey, hold it, who is you calling old?
Oh, monsieur, you is very gallant.
And another thing, that soup wasn't fit for a pig.
Okay, senor, I bring you some that eat.
Oh, boy. And when I asked you for the menu, what did you say? You said, if you don't smell it, we ain't got it.
Yeah, now watch it, Chuck. You're going to have a nervous breakdown.
And when we asked you for the special of the house, what happened? You brought us egg and chips. And the eggs wasn't fresh.
Don't blame me, senor. I only laid at the table.
Okay, already. Just bring us the bill.
Si, senor, I hope your wallet can stand it.
Why, you...
Now, Chuck, that'll do. Anyways, you ain't supposed to tie the napkin round your neck. You're always letting me down. I was insulted with you when the waiter said, haircut or shave, sir.
All right, already, Michael. Will you get off my back?
Here is your check, senor.
Okay. What? You means we has to pay all that bread for this so-called meal we had?
Chuck.
Okay. Here you are.
Grazie, senor, grazie. Should I keep the change rather than cheapen you in the eyes of your granddaughter?
Granddaughter? That does it. I demand to see the manager. I is not staying here to be insulted by you. Give the manager right away.
Okay, Pops.
Pops! I is going to give you a knuckle sandwich, Jack. Okay, Michael, honey, but I only...
Why is it whenever you takes me out, we end up with a free fight with me being the referee?
Gee, honey, I hate to be taken for a ride.
Shh. Here comes the manager.
Okay. Well... Red? What are you doing here? And in my monkey suit?
Hi there, Chuck. I might understand you has a formal complaint.
What is you doing wearing my tuxedo?
I just borrowed it for the evening. I know the pants is a little short, but I didn't think anybody would notice.
With yellow socks? Anyways, what is you doing here?
I is the temporary manager of this establishment.
You was managing this dump?
Don't you call this joint a dump?
Hey, wait a minute, hold it. Another capability caper?
I gets $5 an hour for listening to all the complaints. And I want to tell you, Chuck, I's earning every nickel. Okay, so what's your complaint?
Well, in the first place, Well, you see, Red, I takes exception to this. Well, I is not going to be... Oh, come on, Waiter. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, okay, Chuck. Night, Red.
Buonasera, signorina. Molto grazie for your estimated patronage.
Si, and that goes for your great-grandfather, too.
Why, you...
No, Chuck.
No, this ain't happening to me. It can't.
How about that guy, Zangayas? Is Kowalski a restaurant manager yet? What he knows about cooking would fill an egg cup and still leave room for the egg. You know how he reckons to make his cakes light? He dips them in kerosene. You see, this Kowalski Capability Corporation was getting too much for him. He was everything from a babysitter to a soda jerk. Anyways, Myrtle and me leave the dump they laughingly calls a restaurant. I takes Myrtle back to her apartment for the regulation smooch.
Well, I can't say that was the best evening of my life.
Oh, I'm sorry, Myrtle, baby. Anyway, let's forget it, huh? Let's see when we settle down to a little of the old snogging caper, huh?
Well, okay. I'll allow you 10 minutes, no more.
Oh, gee, Myrtle, honey, what can a guy do in 10 minutes?
Nothing. That's why I said you only has 10 minutes.
Okay, I get the message. Hey, how about a little good night drink, huh?
Yeah, sure, okay. I'll get her. Bye for now, okay?
Yeah, sure, honey. Fine.
Right here you are, Chuck. What?
Hey.
Oh, I'm sorry,
it?
Honey.
Now, look, you spilled the drink all down my pants.
Sorry, Chuck.
Oh, look, they just went through. Oh. I can't go home like this.
Oh, gee, Chuck. I tell you what. You take them off and I'll dry them in front of the electric fire.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, well, okay, then.
Here, let me take them.
Yeah, sugar. Yeah, you are. Right. Look, won't take long, huh?
Bring them over here in the other room.
Yeah, okay. Hey, honey, there's somebody at the door. Hey, Mido! Oh, I suppose I better answer it. Yeah?
Good evening. Am I speaking to Miss Myrtle Smedley?
You gotta be joking. What do you think these is, hot pants?
Well, I must say, I find it rather odd to be calling on a Miss Smedley and find the door opened by a man in underpants.
Never mind the fancy talk. What do you want?
Oh, well, I am conducting a survey.
Oh, one of them guys, huh? Okay, Buster, what is you selling, encyclopedias?
Well, madam, sir,
huh?
It just so happens I do have the agency.
No dice, we don't want none.
But you see, sir...
I said no, good night.
I also represent the Cohen Cutlery Company. We have a very good range of carving. Knives.
Show me one knife and I will plunge it right in your...
There's no need to be insulting. After all, I'm only doing a job. I must say, one wonders what happens in this apartment when one sees a man partially dressed.
Okay, that does it. Get out of here!
All right.
Go on, get out of here! Right. Hey. Oh, no, the door slammed. Hey, Myrtle, let me in! Myrtle, let me in, will you? I got no pants on. I'm gonna catch my death of cold. Myrtle! What's the matter with that thing? Oh, no, the lights has gone out. That's all I need. Oh, what am I going to do, standing here in the dark with no pants on? I better find the janitor. His office is down here somewhere. I can't see a thing. I got no matches or nothing.
Oh, Humphrey, darling, can't you?
Yeah, no, sorry, lady, you got the wrong guy. Yeah, oh, boy. Hey, there's a light. Hey, mister, is you the janitor?
Sure thing, son. I've been janitor for this here building for nigh on 20 years.
Yeah, well, never mind that. How about getting some lights on?
Was it the same fight, son?
No, the electric lights has gone.
Oh, damn things. I never trust him. I always has one of them kerosene lamps.
Mister, will you show me where the fuse box is?
Sure. No need to lose your rag here. Right here. I ain't never touched it. I ain't trusted it. Always use a kerosene lamp.
Okay, already. Have you got a screwdriver?
Yes, sir. Nigh on 3 years I've been attending to the wants of the high polloi.
Of all the stupid old fools!
Tools? You want some tools? Yeah, I got them all right here.
Okay. Now, if I put this wire here, if I bypasses this circuit here, and then I put this wire here. Okay, that should be it. Right, switch on.
Down! any sort of guy for an electrician. I could have sworn he said he don't work nights. Never see a fella for works in short pants. Ain't no telling these days. Well, guess you better phone for the ambulance.
Chuck? Chuck? Where is your Chuck? Oh, I can't see a thing. I got your pants, honey. Oh. They're nearly dry.
Oh, hello, Miss Kidley.
Smedley.
Oh, yes, that's right. I was just going to...
Have you seen my fiancé? He got locked out.
No, I wouldn't say he was getting stout. You see, Miss Bradley...
Smedley!
Yes, that's right. You see, this boy scout here was helping me to fix lights when the whole thing blew up on him. Never did trust in lights, always use kerosene lamps.
Has you seen my Chuck?
Oh, thank you very much and good luck to you. But what do I do about this body here?
Body? What body? Oh, no! Chuck, oh, the poor darling. Oh, my baby. What did he do to you? You murderer. You killed him. And we haven't even married yet. 17 years I loved him.
17? No, I've been here nigh on 20 years.
I'll call the hospital. Get the police. Get the fire brigade.
Well, you see, Miss Smelly,
Smedley.
I was just going to do that before you came. Now, where's the phone? I had it around here someplace. I know we got one. I seen it last year. Here it is.
You have to lift the phone first.
What's that? You got a thirst? You want some beer?
Lift the phone first!
Okay, there's no need to shout. I can't figure why everybody has to shout these days. Let me see now. Hello? Is that the hospital? Well, you see, I never did trust them newfangled electric lights. No, I always use kerosene.
Chuck, honey, was in the hospital now. They're going to see you all right.
Oh.
Now, you just lie quiet and the doctor will be along any time.
Oh.
I'm just going to wait for you downstairs. Now, don't you worry. Everything's going to be okay.
Oh, what happened? Where am I? Who hit me?
Now, he's all right, Chuck. You just had a little shock, is all.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. I was going to shock that waiter wanted to kiss her. Hey, did he fetch me one?
No, honey. He's delirious. Huh? And he's going to be all right soon. Here comes the doctor. I'll see you soon as this finished.
Okay, Bud. What's your name?
Charles Edwards.
Edwards, right. Where's your social security card?
In my pants pocket.
Okay, I'll get it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? No pants, huh? I see. One of those guys. Okay, we got ways and means for your sort.
Huh? For my sort? What is you talking about?
Yeah, they always feign ignorance. Don't worry, we'll soon have you locked up safe and sound.
Locked up? Hey, what is this?
Lie still and behave yourself, otherwise I shall have to give you shock treatment.
But I just had a shock.
That'll be nothing to the one you'll get if you don't behave.
Rag, what is you doing here, lying in that bed there, and lying on your stomach?
Well, you see, Chuck, I can't very well lie on my back.
Why not? What's the matter?
Well...
Yeah, and you were still wearing my tuxedo. Now, come on, what happened?
Well, you see, Chuck, after you and Myrtle left the restaurant, I went into the kitchen just to carry on my duties as manager.
Okay, go on.
Well, I was feeling very, very bushed.
Well, look, save the small talk, and I'm with a story.
Chuck, you don't know what it's like being a manager. You have to deal with all the complaints. You're on your feet the whole time.
So it was your idea? Capability Corporation.
Well, you see, there was this guy who said to me, hey, you, what does this mean? There's a cockroach at the bottom of my teacup. And I said, how should I know? I ain't no fortune teller. Then he chased round and round the joint for hours. I tell you, I was so tired, I just had to sit down.
So?
Well, I sat down on the hot plate.
Hey, wait a minute. In my monkey suit. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Why, you... Show me. Go on, show me. Huh?
Gee, I'm sorry, Chuck.
You were sorry. There's a big hole in my pants. What is you going to do about that?
Chuck, don't shout. We're in hospital. We're supposed to be quiet.
Never mind that. What about my suit?
All right, Edwards. That'll do. We'll have no more of that.
Look, you don't understand, Doc. My buddy here...
Oh, so this patient is your friend, is he? I don't think much of the company he keeps.
Hey, you can't speak like that about my buddy, Chuck.
Oh, can I? And what are you doing with the sheet pulled down? Exhibitionism. Oh, well, that's a job for the police. I shall call them right away. You two remain here.
Hey, Red, did you hear what he said?
Yeah, and I don't like it.
Red, is you thinking what I is thinking?
I think I is thinking what you is thinking.
Okay. Come on!
Hey, come back here, you two.
I sometimes wonders whether I should let Kowalski just go his own sweet way. But I don't know. Even if I did, his path would come right round to me again. And there I would be, right in Stuck. Anyways, he got kind of tired of the old capability kick. He said he missed me. How about that, huh? In this life, no matter how hard you try, you can't win. Ah, but he's a good Joe. Because he made so much bread on the Capability Corporation, he insisted on buying me a brand new tuxedo. Now I ask you, how can you not like the big jerk? So we is down on the rack the next Monday morning, and you might say things is back to normal, if our way of life ever is normal.
You see, Chuck, I is convinced there has an overabundance of undiscovered talent.
Yeah, Red, it just wants pointing in the right direction.
It does?
Yeah, right away from me. Look, like I told you, why don't you be an opera singer? Now, come on, sing me something from Haydn.
Haydn. Okay.
Haydn wanna set the world on fire.
Taxi is written and produced by Joe Stewartson, directed by David Goodwin. George Carellin plays Chuck Edwards, Red is Tony Jay, and Myrtle is played by Pat Saunders.